What's going on, K-State Nation? Danny Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Gonna talk some volleyball. It's been a while. Yep, I know. It's been a little bit since the last time I talked volleyball here. I wanted to talk about them for a couple of minutes here on this edition with y'all guys. Today, again, the Purple Project Podcast, all about the latest on Kansas State Athletics. And then, of course, I'm recording this here just getting off or work a little bit early, actually, today. Talking about K-State and Texas Tech. Texas Tech actually coming here. No, we're not talking about last week's matchup. That was football. K-State did what it needed to do there. This time, we're talking about the Red Raiders. We're talking about back-to-back games against the Red Raiders in volleyball starting today. At 7 p.m., hopefully, again, we're dealing with this old laptop stuff. Hopefully, I'll get this up. And then, of course, at the same time, I'm talking also with Game 2 here, the World Series. Atlanta leads one game to none against the Houston Astros here. Not here, but down in Houston, south, about 10, 12 hours away from where I'm currently at right now. So, hopefully, this laptop here will get its act together and I can start reposting these again, because I'm going to have a lot of content out here between now and then, however you want to put it. Okay, so let's just turn the clock page a little bit. K-State Volleyball, I know we have not posted daily on them in a few weeks. You know, it's been kind of a different year this year for Susie Fritz's ball club. When you look at the record, 12-17, not very. It's good, but not like it was last year. This team, this ball club was rolling last year, getting big wins. Obviously, Aaliyah Carter still doing her thing, and oh by the way, she was named Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week, and then this was also obviously was followed here by Mackenzie Morris being named a Defensive Player of the Week just the week prior to that. Mackenzie Morris, the defensive libero. Of course, Mackenzie Morris, where I've called her name out a couple times this year, this fall, on the podcast as well. So you would think that, all right, you have the pieces, they have talented pieces together here. Haley Warner's done some good, great things this year, and along with a few others that I can't even off my head right now. But you gotta think, this team was so good last year. What's the issues going on this year? You know, I haven't been to a volleyball game this year. I don't know all that. So that's kind of, you know, hard to you think what's the issue after coming off a great. Yes, I mean, K-State, I think, lost only 6 games at this particular time last year. Now they lost one more game this year. You still got to go play Texas Tech tonight and tomorrow. And then got to get ready for games this weekend. So, but hopefully, K-State can sweep them beginning tonight as well. And, of course, you know, Aaliyah Carter coming off one of her best, again, another great game where she had 23 kills, 3 aces, in the 4-set victory over TCU. The sophomore was named Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. And now, Aaliyah Carter now owns 7 Conference Weekly Awards, 5 of them as a rookie, 2 offensive, paced the Wildcats in kills, earning a series split at TCU last week. She logged her season-high kills total at .327 in K-State's 4-set victory last Friday, marked her 4th 20-kill outing of the year. Again, you know what you're going to get from Aaliyah Carter. She's an absolute beast of a player for this team. She, I've seen several highlights. I haven't played some volleyball, but when it comes to highlights and what's the name that comes up? This girl right here, Aaliyah Carter. She's obviously a product from Bleak, Iowa. I did not know that. Carter also added 13 kills last week, along with 10 digs, 5 blocks, and ace as well. She has now carded 10 double-doubles on the 2021 campaign, with 8 of them coming in the last 13 games as well. She upped her season average to 4.19 kills per set, which ranks second in the Big 12 and top 30 in the Big 12, which, if you want the exact number, 29th as well. And again, this, again, like I just said, comes off the heels of Mackenzie Morris being named Big 12 Defense Player of the Week last week. So they have individuals that get it done. And of course, volleyball game tonight, two game set against Tech begins tonight, actually Wednesday and tomorrow as well. And then tonight's contest will be aired on ESPNU as well. And then of course, Rob Volker will have coverage on the K-Man station. Why do I say that? K-Man station, 1350 AM, FM 93.3 as well. So we'll see what case they can get both of these games. But first, let's get this game tonight at home, and then let's go ahead and sweep them tomorrow. But it's been an inconsistent, as far as I can tell, so far. And I'm a pretty good feet guesser when it comes to these things, that it's been a lot more inconsistency with this team, but they have the talent to go on a run. Hopefully, you know, they can string together, build off that win against TCU over the weekend, and hopefully get it done once again against the Red Raiders. The Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast. Hopefully I'll be a little more consistent with these. And don't forget, again, I have to remind y'all that we're in the middle of the World Series right now with the weekly edition with my co-host Alex Ayton. At least as far as next week goes with the middle games and back in Atlanta, starting on this upcoming Friday through Saturday and Sunday. Of course, with game 5 pending, of course, we'll see what Houston does tonight. Hopefully, I mean, Atlanta did what they needed to do, honestly, to get game 1, which they did last night. Hopefully, they can get greedy and get game 2. If not, especially with the pitching situation that we're dealing with now, with Charlie Morton out for the rest of the World Series, we'll see what happens there. But as far as the goal for Atlanta, they did what they needed to do. Now you flip the script, we'll see what Houston does, but I'm not going to rule it out. But if it is, I'm just going to put it in there for now. But I think we're going to shoot for Monday on the next edition of the podcast, weekly edition of the podcast, while that's going on. Either way, that Monday is going to be a travel day. I mean, we'll have to see what the series looks like when we get there. But hopefully Monday we will get back into schedule programming here and get this thing rolling back with the weekly podcast. But the reaction of my reaction to the Texas Tech game should be up by now. That should be up and up for your listening pleasures, K-State Nation. So make sure you go check that out. And there's also old episodes as well in the archives as well. So if you're missing some Triple P, you can go back through recent episodes as well as older ones as well for K-State, for your listening pleasures for the rest of the weekend. Of course, this is Halloween week as well. I'm going to put a pin on it for now. Eddie Greer saying thank you guys for listening to another edition of the Daily Podcast. Triple P, go Cats. Talk to you next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.